I gave suggestions to try to locate him or another entity on another frequency, because apparently the connection had been the alien base inside the mountain, 179, broken somehow. Jay, I can see a meeting and I can't hear what they're saying, but I see them. They're away from me. They're over on the other side, over there. Hand motions, and there are more people talking to this one, and he's nodding, but he's saying, I can't hear what they're saying. But there are six others besides him. D, what do they look like? J, they have robes on. Kind of regal looking sort of robes, except they're not like kings. They don't have crowns or anything. I don't know how to describe them. Loose, but there's a big wide band that goes down the front, and each side. The material is very pretty. I'm watching the meeting. D, what do they look like physically? J, surprised, they look like humans, but they look old. D, wrinkled or what? J, yeah, some wrinkles, but they look old. Real old. D, do you know which one was speaking to us? J, yeah, he's standing with his back to me, and they're in sort of a circle. D, where are you? J, I'm in a large room. It's really white, clinical looking. But I hear a hum. D, is there anything else in the room, furnishings or objects or anything? J, yeah, but it doesn't look like our furniture. It's more like the seats are built on the walls. I mean, they're not chairs. They're part of the wall, and they're curved. D, like a bench of some kind? J, yeah, more like a bench, but I don't think they call it that. D, is there anything else in the room? J, there are some screens. Over there, she pointed to her right, big TV screens. Huge. D, are they turned? J, no. Pause, now somebody's coming in. There's a door. She pointed to her right. 380, the custodians. D, does he look like the others? J, yeah. Except that he has long. It kind of looks like hair, but I don't know if it is hair. They all look kind. They don't look like those guys with the big eyes. They're all stopping and turning towards him, and each side made a line. Now he's walking to the front, facing them. And they're doing this. Made motions, D, put their hand over their heart. J, uh-huh. And he does that. And they nod. Oh, now they're going to a table. D, can you get in a position to know what they're talking about? J, it's like the sound is turned off. And I can see their mouths moving. D, but you can still hear the hum? J, it's like it's in my head. Now they're sitting around the table. He's at one end, and they're down each side. They're passing some papers. Well, it's not really papers. It's something. Suddenly, oh. Oh. D, what? J, okay. Now they're turning that screen on. A big breath, different things are flashing. They're going fast on the screen. There's water. Lots and lots of water. It's like a movie going really, really fast. Pause. Oh. That looks like. That's a mountain. I know what that is. Where is that? There's a mountain picture on there. Pause as though watching. They're talking about. Softly, wait a minute. It just stopped on this mountain, this big mountain. It's a pretty mountain. The one at the head of the table is standing up now, and he's pointing toward one of them. Not the guy who was talking to me, but the one that's one, two, down from him on the left side of the table. He's pointing to the screen, and he's saying. What is he saying? Gosh. I'm getting exasperated because I can't hear it. I think they're talking about inside that mountain. They have a base inside that. That must be it. Pause. He's sending this guy to the mountain. The guy's leaving the room. I guess he's going to the alien base inside the mountain, 381, that mountain. D, the mountain was all it showed? It didn't show what was inside? J, I know what's inside. D, are you picking it up from them? J, I think I've been in there. There's a whole world in there. D, can you pick anything up from them? J, there's some kind of problem inside that mountain. And this guy's supposed to go and take care of it. D, You said you know that mountain?
Jay, yeah, I've seen it 100 million times. I know that mountain, but I don't know where it is. But I know that inside it they have a whole city, in different divisions, just like we have a city. Except you go in with a little ship, and then you get out under there, and you go through these different roads and channels and things. And then you get on a thing that's like our elevator, and you go to different levels in the mountain. There's a green area, a blue area, different colored areas.
D, why are they different colors?
J, different things go on at them. Different kinds of training.
D, why were you there?
J, because one of the areas is where I went to classes. You sit in this room and people will talk and you know stuff. You go to different levels of the colors.
D, when did this happen?
J, well, it doesn't stop happening.
D, you mean you're still going there?
J, oh, yes. It's a wonderful place. It's like a city. And it's not necessarily clinical like some of the ships you're on. I mean, they're very, very clinical. But inside this mountain it's not that way.
D, when you go there, do you go in your physical body?
J, yeah, sometimes. It depends on what the purpose is.
D, why are you not conscious of doing this?
J, well, I do know when I see the mountain that I've been there.
382. The custodians.
D, I was wondering why you didn't remember. It was somewhere around here that the new entity came in. It was a few moments before I noticed it, because this entity was female and the voice was not dramatically different at this point.
J, because of what takes place in some instances.
When you're learning the kind of materials that they teach there, it would interfere with your everyday life if you brought it back to your consciousness as you went about your business. Then you wouldn't be able to function in your normal way. Within the perimeters of your life, there are different points in time at which assimilations take place. So you do remember. It's not as if it's foreign to you when you know it. But as far as your everyday consciousness goes, it comes like a thought so you don't freak out over it. And then it becomes a natural part of you. It's more like, oh, I knew that all the time. When you really didn't know it. But you know where you learned it.
D, when you go in, our physical body, wouldn't someone miss you?
J, no, because my lifestyle is such that I'm alone a lot. And another thing is that, in mankind's time what we'd count as a minute. You could spend 8 hours there in a minute, because the time doesn't work the same way.
D, but that mountain is on Earth, and time can be fluctuated like that?
This was probably when the other entity fully entered, because the information was not Janice's and was presented by someone who was very knowledgeable.
J, yes. Because there's a juncture of time there.
That's why so many of your phenomena take place, is because you're at a juncture in time. The dimensions that come to a point at a juncture in time on the Earth planet and Earth time, cause a twisting and turning so man's perception is altered in such a the alien base inside the mountain, 383, way that he doesn't really know what happened. He just knows it happened.
D, is that why they put that base there, because it was at one of these junctures?
J, yes. You see, you have your physical lines of energy, but you also have time junctures which mankind doesn't know anything about time junctures. I mean, he knows about time junctures. But he doesn't understand the principles involved.
D, then is it possible for someone to go into a time juncture by accident?
J, oh, very, very real. These are things happen all the time.
D, how would the human perceive it when it happens?
J, the human would perceive it as a memory lapse.
Oh, I must have forgotten that.
Oh, what was I doing?
Oh, wait a minute. Now let me think about that.
That's how the human perceives it. Now, more developed humans will know there was more than just that thought of what happened. They will have a sense, because of the highly developed nature of their other senses. Depending on their level of development and the level of classes they have been to, or where they're at in their evolution, they will know more than just those thoughts. Because there is a whole other set of informational transfer in these kind of humans. Their consciousness and electromagnetic force field and all the vibrational energies they are in tune with, gives them a whole other set of ways of knowing, and another way of learning. D. Well, it sounds as though you crossed these time junctures intentionally, Fu were taken there. J. It's part of what I've agreed to do. And it's not something I can assimilate back into my daily life. Because of the fact that I wanted to serve mankind, I have been taught different ways of assimilating that I'm not consciously familiar with. D. I thought if the average person happened to come across one of these junctures, it would be by accident, and there would be no purpose to it. Would that be right? 384. The custodians, J. There's always a purpose to it. However, when the average person comes across it, they will experience exactly what I told you. D. And it would not necessarily mean they were taken by anyone. J. Exactly. It means that at a point in time they were at a physical location at which certain energies and time junctured. D. Well, you said this was a base. Who is in control of this base? Pause, I mean, it's not humans, or is it? J. No, no. It is not humans. The humans are really unaware of this base. D. Who is running it, or who put it there? J. It was placed inside this mountain for us to be able to go out among the humans when he need to. And for humans to be able to come to this mountain. And for the kind of work to take place which we are involved in. D. Then the only humans that know about it are the ones that are taken there? J. This is correct. And many of them are not aware that is what has taken place. They know they've been somewhere, but they do not necessarily realize this is the case. D. I was wondering if the government knows about it. J. No, not this one. D. They know about others? J. They think they know. D. Has it been there a long time? J. Yes, it has. This particular mountain has been there. In your Earth years. You're asking in your Earth years. D. Well, I'm asking how long the base has been in the mountain. I know the mountain would have been there forever. J. Well, so has the base. D. That long? Yes, am I speaking to an entity again? J. Yes, you are. The alien base inside the mountain, 385. I can only describe this voice as sweet and extremely feminine. This quality was what made me realize I was no longer speaking to Janice. That and the degree of knowledge that had begun to come through. D. I thought I was. I thought it was too much information to come from Janice. J. Her laughter had a lyrical quality. Well, we do not mean to trick you. It's a sort of a shifting that takes place sometimes. D. I thought I could tell the difference. What happened a while ago? J. Well, it was necessary for Aliathan, phonetic, Aliathan, to go to a meeting. He was given a mission and will not be able to return to speak with you now. D. I thought this sounded like a different being. What was his name? She repeated it slowly, Aliathan. This time it sounded more like, Aliathan. D. Aliathan. I didn't have a name to summon him by when I was trying to contact someone. J. We do not hold to names anyway. D. That's what I thought. But do you have time to communicate with me? J. I will be able to. D. Janice had the impression something was wrong in the base, and that was why the meeting was called. J. There was a need for a level of expertise at this point in time, that was not available there. And so in order for some. Actually I really cannot discuss it. Other than to tell you there are certain levels of expertise that were not present, that are being sent there. D. I'm just curious. I ask many questions. And Fu can't answer some of them, just let me know. I would like to know about the history of that base. You said it's been there, 386, the custodians, forever. That intrigues me. J. Well, many things have been on your planet forever that you are not totally aware of. D. Can you tell me some of these things? J. Well, I can tell you of a source of communication that most humans are not able to use your slang word, tap into. The only word that is the equivalent in your language is vibrationally. Although that does not adequately describe what I am discussing. There are particular human beings who have reached a level of evolvement that know of the communication processes, other than with words as humans communicate. And I am not necessarily speaking of telepathy. I am talking about a combination actually of sounds, currents, much as your study you have been conducting for some time with the dolphins and the humpback whales. You see, this is a totally foreign although quite similar method of communicating that man does not fully understand. He always looks for a language. And in his need to label things, labels everything or categorizes all things as a language. We are not disagreeing that all things have a language. They do. But the wind carries messages. That is something that is in your different mythologies. You will hear the children speak of talking to the wind, but you will never hear adults speak of talking to the wind. And yet it is a very real source of communication. D. It sounds like some of the Indian stories. J. The Indians were very in tune with nature. And where do you think the Indians obtained the knowledge? They were all very in tune with the UFO and space energy. It was around then. That's why I tell you it has been around forever. D. That's interesting. But can you tell me about the base, and why it was constructed there in the beginning? J. The base was constructed there in the beginning because of the fact that actually the mountain could be considered the center of the universe. You know, we are sticklers for balance. And actually, relating to the rotational axis of your the alien base inside the mountain, 387, planet, to construct at the point we did, you would logically think we would put it at the North Pole. But that is not the actual center of gravitational rotation of the axis of your planet. D. But there have been many changes since it was built. J. There have been changes, but the center will not change. D. I thought the Earth had moved many times. J. The Earth has moved. But in relation to how dimensionally this works, this particular center will not change. D. Would you be allowed to at least tell me what continent it is on? J. No, I can't at this time. D. Is that because you think someone may find out about it? J. It would not be a good time. D. Was thinking the wrong people could find it. J. It is just not to be discussed at this point. D. But why was it built that long ago? J. It was in the beginning just as this earth was in the beginning. So as in your Bible you say, in the beginning. It is not something that came evolutionarily, as your planet has evolved. D. I always think everything has a purpose, a reason. J. It does have a reason. Actually there are several reasons. One of the reasons is, a place for individuals in mankind, like Janice, who have attained a particular level, and who have agreed to serve in the capacity in which she serves. It is a safe place. It is also a place to develop further the talents of the individual. Much as you consider your college and university, it is actually a self-contained world within a world. D. But if it was constructed that long ago, there weren't any humans on Earth at that time, were there? J. That is correct. D. That is why I was questioning the reason for putting it there, if there were no humans at that time. J. That doesn't have anything to do with its relation to the other dimensions, galaxies, planets, and further out. 388. The custodians. D. I see. You have to have patience with me. I have many questions, and some of them probably sound very naive at times. J. We understand that. D. That's the way I learn. Something is going around in my mind. Have I ever been there? J. Actually you have been there, but it was not in this lifetime. D. HMMM. During one of my past lives then. J. Yes. Why do you think you are involved in the work you are doing now? D. I just think because of my curiosity. J. Aha. Well, that is not entirely correct. D. Do you know the reason? J. You have already lived through much of this before. So therefore that is why you're attracted to it now, you see. Because much of what the people you are dealing with are going through, you have actually been through yourself. That's why some of it sounds so familiar to you. D. You mean the information I'm receiving? J. Yes. It doesn't startle you. D. No. It doesn't. That's surprising to many people. J. Does it surprise you? D. It arouses my curiosity, and I always want to know more. Jay, you want to remember more. You don't want to know more. You already know. She had a teasing quality to her voice. D, laugh, but it is surprising that it doesn't frighten me. Jay, it would be interesting if someone would regress you. D, I've been regressed. But not to anything like that. The main thing is, I think it would frighten me if I were to tap into something that was negative. Jay, why do you bring the word negative into this conversation? Whenever we have spoken nothing of anything negative, do you consider it negative? D, no. I don't. I said that's why it doesn't frighten me. I say D think the only thing that probably would be if I were to tap into something that was negative. The alien base inside the mountain, 389, J, life in any dimension is not all smooth, because you must have the good with the bad, as you so well know on your planet. Because through this kind of thing comes progress. D, do you think this is why I have this drive to search? J, I certainly do. D, I seem to want to find and replace lost information. J, yes. Because how do you think you realize it's lost? Could you perhaps have been around when it became lost? Earlier your concern over the loss of the technology is what awakened me to come to talk with you. D, oh? Because to me those things are tragedies to lose. J, they are tragedies. But only a soul such as yours is of the character to have concern for that. And it is a great work what you do in trying to reconstruct it. D, that all seems to make sense. But anyway, when I was there I was in the physical. J, you were in physical because it was one of your lifetimes. D, I am glad the government doesn't know about it, because I think they have caused some problems, haven't they? J, yes. That's why they will never learn of this base. D, could you tell me of some of the other bases they have found out about? J, I really cannot. D, I was wondering about the consequences, if they caused problems. J, there have been problems. And so what happens is that we simply move. D, the entire base? Yes, I'm working with some people in the UFO study, and they think the government and alien beings are working together within a base, and that there are many things going on there we would not want to hear about. I don't know how much of this is true. J, it wouldn't be from our group of beings. D, I think they said the government had an underground base, and the aliens were there also. J, the aliens have been to the government's underground base, but it was not the aliens' underground base. 390, the custodians, D, then the government has one also. Yes, were they invited there? J, yes. They wanted us to participate in some experiments. They wanted us to show them some of our technology, but then they misused it. Of course the misuse would naturally be blamed upon the aliens. Would the humans take the responsibility for misuse of technology that perhaps should have never been given to them in the first place, as we now in retrospect know? D, I can see humans not wanting to take responsibility. What kind of technology was it? J, different medical procedures. There was some genetic sharing. And some of the advances that have taken place in your medicine have come through this sharing. The first human heart transplant with your doctor. Was it Christian Barnard? D, I think so. J, yes. Well, where do you think he learned his procedure? D, consciously? J, subconsciously, but it came into his consciousness, and he never realized that actually he was not the inventor of it. D, but that was a positive thing. J, there have been many positive good things that have come from the sharing. But there is also, in your slang, the downside of the experience. Certain things have happened that are not too pleasant. D, can you tell me what they are? J, I can tell you that there have been some experiments that were improvised on by the humans, thinking that because they had the methods from us, they would improve upon them, when they were unimprovable. And therefore accidents took place. And they wanted us to come and straighten out the mess. But, huh? D, what kind of accidents? J, there have been some lives lost, I will tell you that. But past that I will not discuss what happened, other than to say there was some of your human life lost. So therefore you, the alien base inside the mountain, 391, no, some of the disappearances that have taken place were. In any process there can be accidents. And so if procedures are not followed precisely, sometimes these happen. So in the beginning, when there is a disagreement regarding how to perform something, and the human continues, we do nothing but step back and wait, because we know the outcome. And when he doesn't listen, then there are accidents. So perhaps there's only one way for the human to learn, and this is a tragedy. I will tell you, it is a tragedy. D. Did these take place at the base? J. They took place at the base of the humans. D. You also talked about genetic experiments. Is that what you mean, or is that something else? J. That's something else. D. Can you tell me anything about that? J. I can tell you the end result of one of the experiments. But I cannot go into full detail on some of the others. D. That's all right. I take anything I can get. J. I can tell you that the in vitro fertilization method was produced at this base. D. But that is a good thing. J. There are many good things. And I hesitate to speak to you of the other types of things, because of the subject I am coming through. This particular person, Janice, would, because of her sensitivity level, perhaps experience those. If she did not experience in the physical, the pictures that would come into her mind would be in her consciousness, because of the fact of the way communication with her takes place. And we have already worked to erase some of those, because she has been present and has seen that. D. Many people I work with have this same problem. They are too sensitive, and when they view some scenes they also get emotions from them. J. Yes. Because as I discussed with you earlier, the particular kind of kinetic sense of communication, for example, Janice is able to talk to the leaves and the wind and the sun, 392J/, the custodians, and the elements. Therefore, being that sensitive, being that in tune, being able to become something like that, causes at a cellular and solar level. You realize what I said here? D. Solar, the sun? J. No. Solar. D. The soul. Do you mean the internal soul? J. I'm talking about in the purest energy essence state molecularly. Those molecules and particular interactions imprint in such a manner that it is not easily disassembled. Disassembled is not the proper word I want to use to explain to you. What I'm trying to say is that once she does experience that, because of the type of individual she is, that particular experience will never ever be gone. All that can happen is a retuning, to cause her to go into another point in consciousness, where it does not affect her, because she is so affected. D. This sounds very familiar. There is one young man I work with who thought he could view these things as though viewing television. But they carry it to many other residual effects with them. I was speaking of Phil, the subject of my book Keepers of the Garden. When I used him to contact Nostradamus in volume the third of Conversations with Nostradamus, he had great emotional problems with viewing the scenes he was shown. Thus I had to discontinue working with him on that project. J. The residual effects are something the individual must become familiar with in order to know how to handle them. And it is a process. It can be done, it just cannot initially be done. D. He seems to be very sensitive, and he doesn't want to look at anything that is negative. J. There will come a point in time in his development where, it's much as a child learns. They learn to crawl, and then they learn to walk. In the process of viewing these incidents, he can reach a level where he can do that and be unaffected. The alien base inside the mountain, 393, but at this point in his evolvement he is not able to do it. Nor, with regard to the experiments I am discussing with you. At this point in time Janice cannot do that, because of her sensitivity level. We have observed this, because we have placed her in situations that resulted in our ability to gauge her level in regard to experiencing these things. Now, your next question is, how? Or how are we able to know that? D. What the individual can handle. J. Yes. How are we able to know what the individual can handle? For example, Janice's friend watches horror movies. She cannot. D. I cannot either. J. Janice has been in situations where she is driving down the road, and there is an animal on the road that has been run over, or something has happened to kill that animal. She cannot look. That tells us that she cannot look. So every waking moment, every moment of an individual's life that is in tune with us is very important to us, with regard to that person's level or ability of development. These are our so-called tests.